Tess, your chance for qualifying for a Christmas Day tickets to the Lakers-Warrior game. That's coming up at 8:18. Let's go to the phones. Should we go to the phones?
Let's go to the phones,
Let's go to the
Jim.
Phones. Christian in San Jose, welcome in. 95.7 The Game. What do you got for me, Christian? Welcome in. What do you got on KD? Statue, jersey retirement, none of it. Where do you see it?
All right, guys. So I'm looking at this from an outside perspective as a Lakers fan. So if they three-peat, he's getting a statue no matter where he goes.
Even if he leaves next year?
Yes, doesn't matter where he goes.
Great
there
call.
Is no three-peat without KD.
You're right, buddy.
Boa has a statue. You're going to tell me KD's not going to get a statue? He brought you three rings.
Yeah, Rocky's brought you about eight movies, Christian. Thank you for the phone call.
We appreciate it.
Yeah,
no, he's being only thing he's saying. And I
couldn't understand what he was saying because you kept interrupting him. So
is that true, Dibs? You didn't understand what he said. Just like, then how'd you come with Rocky? With my point in what he's trying to make is you had KD here, and you got if you go three championships, and is KD playing a part? That's the thing. David West, did he play a part? You know what I'm saying? KD is a different player. We're talking about you guys with your own words.
Best offensive player in the game.
You guys say that he's a top three or five players in the association right now. If that's true, and what he's brought to the table, the Warriors table, he deserves a seat at the table. Don't
Isn't he just a
agree?
Gun for hire, though? He's not really. Does he go down? If he leaves.
He's been here for three.
Hold on. If he leaves, does he go down as a Warrior? Or does he go down as a great NBA player? When we think of him when he goes into the Basketball Hall of Fame, is he a Warrior? I can still make the case that he gets a statue in Oklahoma City before he gets one here. If he leaves.
Well, if you just have Sir.
You want to think that through? I can go to the calls.
You got roasted.
No, if you have a guy here.
Anna. I was channeling Anna on that.
No, if you have a guy and he's helped you win three championships. And now all of a sudden you say, because he leaves? That's just like saying, okay, this guy did this, and now because he left, now you disregard it because he's not here with you? If you're married and you had kids or whatever with the wife or anything else that still was a part of it, and just because you decide to leave, now all of a sudden they don't get anything? That's foolish for you
but
guys.
But if you're married for 3 years, your wife's not building a statue for you on the mantle if you're there for 3 years. The hubby that's been there for 15, Clay and Steph Curry, they're going to be honored at a higher level. You don't get a front row seat at the missus's funeral if you're only there 3 years.
But if they didn't win three championships in a row, say if the championships wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be having this conversation. He said we're going to have statues if we do something that is rarely done. That's what he's stating. So if there was no championships, if KD wasn't here and they only won one championship, we wouldn't be talking about statues, guys.
So he's the one who's talking about statues. I think that he is talking too aggressively about the idea of statues because that, to me, is a higher echelon than he has achieved as a guy who would be here if he leaves, a guy who would be here for 3 years only. Granted, it's three titles. To me, that is not statue worthy.
Let me get Chris in San Francisco because he's got an interesting twist on this as well. Chris, welcome in, 95.7 The Game.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Yeah, I think simply for the body of work that KD's done with the Warriors, I think he deserves a statue. I think he deserves a jersey retirement at Oklahoma City simply because he put in a great deal of work over there. I think for me personally, I don't think it matters if he leaves because he's playing for the Warriors organization, whether the statue's in front of the Chase Center or wherever, simply because he played for the team. He's part of the team for 3 years. He's a dominant player. And you go look around the league, and in the past, I mean, Shaq got his jersey retired in Miami, but he has a statue in Los Angeles. So
Thank
I think KD rightly deserves a statue in front of the Chase Center. And give him a little jersey retirement for OKC.
I like it. That's very good, Chris. Give me Ernie and Clayton.
Very reasonable call. Good job, Chris.
I know. That doesn't do any good on Sports Talk Radio. You need to come off half-hinged, right?
Hey, OKC's not doing anything for him. They might give him a statue of a cupcake.
They might
but that's
retire
about
his
it.
Jersey.
Oh my.
Wow.
Truth be told, are
wow.
you telling me that after all that cupcakery that they're going to be like, KD, you know what? We looked back on it and we
he's
forgive
get
you.
No, he's
he
gonna,
gets nothing from OKC.
He will get his jersey
Ernie,
retired then.
Ernie and Clayton, welcome in 95.7 The Game. How do you see this?
Okay, good morning, fellas. Good morning, Anna. Hey, yeah, you know, the main ingredient, you know how you came up with the six levels of things? Well, all of that is longevity. He has to be here for a while, and not just him, but anybody that reaches those levels has to be here a while. That's the one thing that was different on those podcasts is that, like, you know, he's talking about being here. If he wants all those things, which he obviously wants, he wants a statue in front of Chase and what have you, or whatever it is, a hologram or whatever he's going to get, he has to be here a while. Rings or no rings.
You know, I agree.
Thank you, Ernie. Great call. Don't let him in. No, he's gone.
And why would you do that?
Thank you,
why
Ernie.
Would you do that?
When I was just going
to
ask.
Somebody makes a point that's counter to what you think and believe, and you got to come in. You got to come in strong, and you got to try to shout him down.
I wasn't. I was going to ask one question, and it was a simple question, Daniel. And the question was this: if they win this year, why wouldn't he not deserve one? That's the only thing.
Because Ernie said that, longevity. It's about longevity. And a three-year stint is not longevity. That's wham, bam, here's three titles, ma'am. That's not quite enough.
So the championships don't mean anything.
They mean a lot, Lo. It puts you in the conversation of being honored at these great levels, but 3 years does not give you enough. Does Charles Haley have a statue at Candlestick or at Levi's Stadium? Does Deion Sanders? No, they were in and out. They were renegades. They came in, they won their titles, and they bounced. And that's the difference between being a long-time, long-standing member and being a guy who just comes and goes.
He won one title. He's winning three. He's been MVP of two. So if you get two of three, MVP, and now a guy, so if you wouldn't have won those three, everyone says if KD wasn't here, they probably wouldn't have won these three. They would have won maybe one. So now you're going to say, just because a guy has a short, don't have a long career at this place, now you say you now he's not worthy of a statue? I just disagree with that. If this guy's here for 3 years, no matter where he goes, he's not just a player. He's a great player.
Yeah.
But if they wouldn't have won, but here's the thing though. This is why this is what's contradictory to me. If they haven't have won these, no one would be even thinking about anyone getting a statue. But because we're talking about throwing a dynasty around, arguably the greatest team, now you're just going to forget what he done for the team? I think it's crazy. That's all.
All righty. I like where we're going with this. We might do it a little bit more.
I would love to.
I would like to hear from some people. Did you hear in the way Kevin Durant was talking, did you interpret his plan ain't to leave? His plan is to be here. And that's the first I've thought of it. Other than that, I thought he was gone. Thought he was absolutely gone. Didn't think he was going to go to the New York
Knicks. You were wishing he was gone. That's why you thought he was going to leave.
No, not me. I'm an objective journalist who looks at scenarios and studies situations and listens to people. And you think when you're on the floor in Los Angeles saying, that's why I'm out.
No, he said, that's why I'm out here. That's why I'm out here.
That's an interpretation for those who want it to be.
Tim Roy would say it's an interpretation sensation. Yes. And exactly. He said, that's why I'm out here, to make these last second shots.
And I vow to you, Lorenzo Neal, because as I watch the text line at 9559, right? What's the text line?
Chilton Autobody text line at
95595.
Well, there's a 7 in there somewhere.
And
I agree
with this sentiment on the text line. Some people are upset that maybe people pick on you, right? I vow not to in this next segment. Because I agree with the text line.
Smart texters. Look at them
getting your back.
A lot of more, because I'm just trying to be rational. I understand if this we're out of town.
See, there you go.
I'm picking on you for... making you adhere to the rules that have been in place for
years.
We'll
continue when we do.
Yeah, we will.
Lorenzo Neal, Dan Dibley, I'm Jim Cosimore, in for Joe Fortenbaugh. And coming up, the Holiday Gift Grab Contest, your chance to qualify for the Christmas Day tickets, Warriors Lakers. It's coming up in just a few minutes on 95.7 The Game.
Hit the text line, 95599.
The last time they met was an overtime thriller.
Durant shoots over Leonard.
Warriors came up just short.
131 to 128 in overtime. The Warriors take the loss.
Now, the question is, what will happen next?
He got it!
Warriors, Raptors. Coverage starts tonight at 6. Tip off at 7:30. Only on 95.7. The Game. Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
The love coming in for Lorenzo Neal on the text line is phenomenal. People got your back. Doesn't that make you feel good?
It does. I love our listeners. I mean, tell you that they make me laugh.
Cry. Is it better than cats?
It's enjoyable because I can take it. I love it. They tell me, shut up, Lo, or Lo, you're crazy. It's fun because we're like family, and we're part of their ride. They're commuting to work. We go back and forth. I'll text people every now and then. Lo, you're being crazy. And I'll text them, like, Lo, I enjoy it. And so I think it's all done in good humor. Every now and then you get some crazy guy out there that's out of lines. You know, I'll check him. But
yeah, that tends to happen on the text line. Yeah, but everyone's 6'5 and 280 on the text line.
I do enjoy it, though. I do enjoy good. The humor.
And it's good that people have your back. They don't like people picking on you.
Yeah, because we're pretty rough on them, you know.
You guys are.
The poor guy. Here's an idea, Jim. Don't have wildly inaccurate and foolish opinions.
Wait,
and you won't get, quote,
what do you mean foolish?
Picked on.
Hold on. A guy's been an MVP for two NBA finals, and he may take you to a third.
We got to do something.
And you're going to sit here and say that
No, Jim,
foolish.
You're picking on him now.
We got to do something.
You got to let him stretch out. The big fellow's got to stretch.
Listen, guys, it's 8:18.
Stretch.
It's now 8:19. Ho, ho, ho. Boom. We needed that. The holiday gift grab contest with a chance to qualify for the Christmas Day tickets against the Lakers. All right? It's now. Caller number 5. 888.
Number 5.
888-957-9570. Nice. Caller number 5, 888-957-9570. What caller number is it?
Number 5.
Thank you, Sonny.
That version's better.
There you go.
Is it really?
It's probably also better than what passed for an update about 2 minutes ago.
Not
but
my fault.
Not your fault. So quick to point the finger. So quick to point the finger.
You just top rope.
You know, sometimes you go to a higher rope than the top rope. I came off the stanchion.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Off the light tower.
Let it go. And then you're the one who brought it up.
Oh, a little uptick on you, too.
That hurts.
You know
it
what?
Does
whoever
hurt.
The caller 5 is, when we get to caller 5, I hope they pick Anna to pick the envelope because she's just getting picked on.
Odds are, right. She'll drop it.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, this is a tough zone to
it's
come
blood
into.
Bloodbath, Jimmy. It's bloodbath.
It is nasty. Joe Lo and Dibs is not the name of the show. It is person versus person versus person.
I need a third gun to point at all three of you.
That's not a gun. That's Blue Chew doing that.
Whoa. Hey.
Do we have our line 5?
No, you can see on the thing. The name has not showed up yet, Jim, which tells you that it hasn't been screened. First day in radio?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It feels like it.
It sure does.
They're a little slow on the uptick in there, aren't they?
Yeah, and the uptake.
Just boom. Get number 5. Hi. Put them on. Anyway, your chance to qualify comes now, and you'll get an opportunity to get the tickets. We've got a lot going on here. A lot of stuff going on the text line, Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. Here on a Warriors Wednesday. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name of the Bay Area since 1922. We heard Kevin Durant on Chris Haynes' podcast, and we had some comments about statues and jersey retirements and what's going on. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm great. Never better.
What are you doing?
I'm ordering a comfort animal over here. I'm feeling a little bit under siege right now.
Over there. I mean, you're on radio.
He's going to put a Christmas sweater on it, too.
Yes. Chris Haynes is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, we've got Jim Barnett coming on at 8:30. Are you okay?
Good job, Cozy.
I'm doing great.
Help him out, Coz, over there. He's struggling. What's going on with him, Cozer?
All righty. Boom. Let's get to San Jose Joe. You want to handle this one since this is my first day in radio? Joe, welcome into 95.7 The Game. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Even better now.
Congratulations. You've got you've now qualified for the Christmas Day tickets. It's Warriors and Lakers, our holiday gift grab contest. And now, Joe, it's your chance to insta-win. An insta-prize is what we have. You get to choose which one of us gets to choose which one of these envelopes has your prize in it. Who do you want to make the choice?
You know what? Usually... you got to go with the girl, so I'm going with Anna.
There you go. All right, Anna, are you ready?
Yeah, but someone needs to pass this over here because I'm a little short. I'm only 5'2".
Dibs, come on, buddy. Be a gentleman.
You're the one driving the show, Coach.
You're the closest one to the bucket.
All right. We're going with number 5.
Number 5. I got other things to do.
Would you like to read it?
No, you can.
Let's do it, Lord. Second drum roll. It's just not that complicated.
All right, you've won a pair of tickets to see Dead & Company at Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View on Saturday, June 1st, 2019. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com.
Boom! Way to go. Joe, congratulations. Hey, Joe, what's your favorite radio station?
95.7 The Game, baby.
Yeah, that's what I like, Joe, man.
You love that.
I love the promo.
You love it when they bring it home.
Way to go, Joe.
Who's the station sending you the great concerts, Joe? It's always so good.
I love 80s radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it better be a promo by Damon's time slot today. It had better be a promo. All the different people saying.
No one gives more than 95.7 The Game.
What's your favorite station?
Totally.
All righty, everybody. Joe Lowe and Dibs. I'm Jim Cosimore.
Lowe, you were great through all that. Great job.
What did you want me to do, Daniel?
God, this is just, you guys are piling on one another.
Man, you do.
Let's get back into this. Jim Barnett's going to join us in a couple of minutes, because we've been talking about KD, and there are a couple of angles here as far as, he said, we're all going to get our jerseys retired. We're going to get statues. We win another one. It's all going to happen. I would like to hear from Jim what his thoughts are on statues and jersey retirements. As a former player, does he have a stance on that? Does he look at it as something that's kind of cool? Is this a special, how special is this era that it does deserve its own maybe wing of things because of the great people who've been involved with it? Is Steve Kerr a part of the statue scenario here, or is this a player-only scenario? There's a lot of different stuff in here, but one thing that I heard in Kevin Durant is that the way he talked about this really made me believe there is strong consideration to staying in the Bay. Because he was talking about statues and legacy and greatness and sustained greatness. I wouldn't mind hearing from people at 888-957-9570. Did they hear the exact same thing? Did they hear in his answer, while not addressing it directly, the way he spoke about it? And that's the way we're reading the tea leaves with him leaving. We're kind of we're hearing him say things or not say things and trying to read it. Here, he doesn't specifically say I'm staying, but boy, the way he talks about it sure sounds like he's got an affinity for this place.
He does, but he also mentions in his comments the idea of three straight championships and that being the bar that would allow all of them to get their statues. So he doesn't say, you know, if we stay and we win six or seven, if we end up coming near the Boston Celtics' great run of the 60s, then we all get to that lofty point. He simply points out that if they win this year, if they get three in a row, then that's what would follow. So I don't read into his comments that he's actually staying.
I got an awesome text here, all right, on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. This is from the 408. LeBron is not going to get a statue in Miami, so why should KD get a statue here at Chase Center, a place that he may never play as a Warrior? Is that a fair assessment? Is that a fair comparison? LeBron went to Miami, brought him championships. He ain't getting a statue there. He's going to get a statue in Cleveland, but he ain't going to get a statue in Miami. Is KD the LeBron of the Warriors? That's a really good text.
Well, who is it?
Is that the biggest argument for him not getting a statue?
No, I think I understand that, and I think what people have to realize, who does have a statue in Miami? And you look at Dwayne Wade, you look at certain places, they don't even necessarily give statues anywhere. And so of certain players, and it has to do with winning. I understand that. And so it's going to be interesting dynamics, you know, moving forward, how teams do it. And I think the Chase Center, it's a new stadium. So you do want to have some history in there and go to back-to-back and maybe back-to-back-to-back, go three titles in a row. They didn't do that. LeBron didn't do that there. So when you're looking at what they're doing,
they won two.
Two's different than three.
And they got there four times.
But did you hear what KD said? He said if they win a championship this year, 3 years in a row, he goes, we'll all have statues. So that's what he was saying. So he didn't say if they didn't win this year. He said if they win this year. So I think we got to let it play out. And if they do, then I think you do have a different circumstance. So I think that's what KD was alluding to. Chris Haynes asked him, if you guys win this year, he goes, man, then we'll have statues, we'll be legend, and I think he's right.
Retirements.
It'll be pretty awesome. That's all. This is a dynasty. This is awesome. What the Warrior fans, and we're having this conversation. I don't think there's not a lot of Warrior fans that say, man, that say they won't remember. They do remember KD coming down. Cavs are winning. KD comes and hit that three right over LeBron's head. Bam, draws. I think there's some moments that you saw KD have last year that you say, oh, my God, this guy is pretty special. And so if he had a statue, you see those five, you guys wanted to, you know, throw in one more guy. So the core four plus, you know, one more guy we added in, Iguodala, who cares? I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing.
All right. We'll get into a lot. There's a lot to unpack from that answer right there. Let's get a couple of people. But it's not just KD and a statue. is the statue, the idea of a statue getting watered down a little bit.
That's my point.
All right. Steph is the only person because he started here. He's only worn this jersey. He will be the link from Oakland to San Francisco. I can make a case for that. I can maybe make a stronger case for Rick Barry getting one, for being the face of the franchise when they won their only championship prior to this incredible run. Could you make a Rick Barry case?
I think you make a Rick Barry case over Kevin Durant. Absolutely.
I agree with you on that.
Now, when you look back at the NBA on greatest players of all time, Kevin Durant is above Rick Barry. But when you look at greatest Warriors of all time and what they meant to the franchise and the organization, Rick Barry is still above Kevin Durant, even if Kevin Durant wins three titles.
That's a strong statement, because I know there are a lot of newbie Warrior fans who don't remember that Rick Barry was the greatest. Rick Barry was Larry Bird before Larry Bird.
And you ask Rick Barry about his tenure with the Warriors, and he'll tell you that they should have won two in a row. I believe it was the following year where they lost a heartbreaker, and that's something that Rick always harps on. And I know winning two is obviously better than one. Lowe told us moments ago that three is better than two, and Lowe is right. But Rick Barry's impact on the Warriors and his overall tenure greater than Kevin Durant's right now.
All right, we got Jim. Jim's coming up in just a second. Real quick, can I get Ray and Vallejo? Give me a quick Ray and Vallejo before we get to Jim Barnett. Ray, how about on the whole scenario of statues? Is there a guy who does deserve one? Who doesn't deserve one? How do you see it?
Well, Coach, you got a really interessante point here about KD sounding like he's going to stay, because he wouldn't speak like this if he wasn't, you know, planning on making it a longer term kind of thing. He even talked about the spat that they had. I don't think he's talked about it since it's happened. So, I think he deserves a statue. Dib said it's all about longevity, how long you have to be here. It's not like he got here and he was fumbling around. He got here and got to the point, got us the ring. So I think that longevity, you can curb that longevity argument. But Coz, you got to do a better job, man. You got to wrangle these two big
boys. I can't. I got to admit it. It's a substitute teacher syndrome.
Ray, you had me at interessante. That was genius. But subsequently, you kind of fizzled out.
Way to go, Ray.
You peaked too soon, Ray. Thanks for calling, Ray.
Ray's giving me the confidence to step up to you guys now. I'm going to step to you both right now, because I'm bringing in my buddy Jim Barnett.
Let's do it.
You see him on television. Oh, not ready to roll. I thought we had him up there.
Wow! Again, James, if you look at the screen,
your first day radio, James?
Is Cody doing his own radio show back in there?
Jim, I just have a couple follow up questions before we put you on the air.
Oh my goodness gracious, Cody! Let the fans get to him. Give me Will and Marin. Will's got one here for us. Will, welcome in 888-957-9570. What do you see on this, Will?
Well, here's my take on it. I got your back, Dibs. I look at Joe Montana and Dwight Clark. They're way more iconic in the Bay, and they just got their statues raised at Levi's Stadium. They're way more iconic in the Bay Area than KD will ever be. And all the people that are riding in on KD's coattails are afraid that he's going to leave. So they're just trying to pay homage. Look, everybody forgets that we won without him. Everybody forgetting like they forgot about Dre in 2000. It's a little bit unfair. The Warriors are a great team. And look, I would be lying if I said that I wasn't happy that we had KD. But I feel like you have to do a little bit more iconic. Like, look at Dwight Clark, the catch that saved the moment. Look at Joe Montana, perfect in his run. I know that KD has sunk some dagger threes, but we were up by like 8 and 10 at the time. He was really just putting the icing on the cake. I mean, he is great, but look at what he came into. It's not like he fell in here and just like brought us back from the depths or death. We had Steph Curry, arguably the best shooter in the world.
Could you have won these titles? Could we have won these titles without KD? With these two titles that we won back-to-back, do you believe that this team would have won them?
Definitely. If Draymond didn't get suspended, for sure. I think we could have. And also, with that, why not? Why couldn't we? We had beaten LeBron before without him. Why couldn't we do it again, Lowe?
When you say that,
that's like saying that you wouldn't. That's like saying that you wouldn't believe in LaDainian Tomlinson on the one. You believe in him every time he's on the one. He's going to get it done.
But you,
thanks, Will.
Will, thanks. And you could say that, you know, that if Draymond wouldn't get suspended, can't you say if Kyrie and Love's not hurt that maybe they don't win the first as well? I mean, think about that as well.
All righty. It's 8:32. Let's bring in our good friend Jim Barnett. He is ready to roll here. You see him on the games on NBC Sports Bay Area. Does a great job on those. And Jim joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Mr. Barnett, I hope you're having a good morning today. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. It's a little early, but I don't go to bed too early in the season. It's just a habit that you have. You stay up late.
Yep.
So, But I love these mornings, and it's kind of overcast. You can sleep in until the phone rings.
Yeah, that's the tough part. When the phone rings, then you got to go. You got to do some damage. Hey, tonight should be fun, though. Going over to Oracle tonight should be a fun one. Warriors now more together. We don't know if Andre Iguodala is going to play or not, but you've got the Warriors and the Toronto Raptors, who I think the Raptors kind of see this as a game that they want to measure with. You know, how much fun is it going to be watching these two
Titans?
You're
going to avoid the statues conversation.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. I just wanted to bring it back. We got a game tonight here. So we got a game. And we're
going
to get...
Thank you. I was going to say thank you. I know we have a game tonight. We have a game with the Toronto Raptors, who have the best record in the league. And I don't know whether Kawhi Leonard's going to play or not. I hope he does. I like to see everybody healthy. But this is a very formidable team. And it's someone that's on a mission this year because LeBron James is out west now. So, you know, the last two seasons, they got knocked out in the first round, swept by Cleveland in both 2017 and 2018. And so they're looking at this as their big opportunity. They want to come out of the East, and they got a new coach. They're a very formidable team that's a very high-scoring team. You know, they're in top five in points per game and field goal percentage. Fast break points, they hurt you inside, and that's a concern with me is the Warriors have been giving up a lot of points in the paint. And now that Draymond's back, that should change, but it didn't change the other night. Karl Anthony Towns from Minneapolis, from Minnesota, just absolutely destroyed them inside, and that's got to be a concern. The Warriors won the last game because they made 19 threes, but they didn't play as well as they're capable. They didn't play as well as they're going to have to beat Toronto tonight.
Three straight games of 18 or more threes, if I'm not mistaken. So the Steph Curry effect is clearly working. Is the bench, Jim, where Toronto perhaps has its biggest edge in this matchup, not just Pascal Siakam, but also the great guard play of Fred VanVleet?
Yes, and of course, if Leonard, you know, VanVleet started last night and against the Clippers, so then they don't bring him off the bench, but he's a heck of a shooter. Kind of a player that came on who he was undrafted a couple of years back, but he can shoot the basketball, he can shoot threes, and they've got a good bench. But I tell you what, the way Jarebko's been playing lately off the bench, Kevon Looney, of course he'll be starting probably again because Damian Jones is out, so that really hurts. I liked Jarebko and Looney coming in off the bench when they were starting Damian Jones because they're both tough. And they get rebounds for you, and they can play some defense, and Jarebko can knock down threes. So I think the Warriors bench has played pretty doggone well on the road, and particularly Jarebko from offense, his standpoint, and also Kevon Looney. So this is a team that they can bring in Valanciunas, and I don't know how the Warriors defend him inside if he gets the ball. He's so big and strong. Draymond's got to be at his best, and Draymond's obviously not in game shape. He played the other night. But he's playing for, 5 minutes at a time, 6 minutes, and he's got to come out and rest and go back in and back in and out. And so I think it's going to be a heck of a game, though, tonight. And I love all the matchups, and I certainly hope Leonard has that hip problem in check and is going to be able to play.
So do I. Looking forward to this matchup just like you are. When you're talking about Draymond, and understand only limited amount of minutes, they kept him under 30 because, just getting back and want him in game shape. When he's at his best, what does he do to make this team, just gives this team that charge? What do you like? What particular things that you like, you say, wow, Draymond does this, Draymond does that, to make this team go?
Well, first of all, he brings an edge to the game. Everyone knows he's emotional, and he's vocal. He pushes the ball for them. He's a terrific help defender. I think he's the best help defender in the league. And you can see sometimes maybe there'll be a mismatch. Curry gets somebody, maybe he gets Siakam on him, has to switch off, and they're going to post him up real fast. And Draymond will come down and help, but he'll still recover to his man. And he did that the other night, helping out inside, and it resulted in a turnover. They had an advantage, the opponent did, Minnesota did, but by the time they tried to go in a couple times and bring it back out and then try to go to where Draymond's man was, they got hurried and they threw the ball away. So he just changes the game that way, and he's extremely physical. He's very, very aggressive at the defensive end, very aggressive. And so they don't have anybody like him, and he's pretty unique in this league. from his size, because he can play bigger people. He can play bigger people. I was surprised they didn't put him on Carl Anthony Towns earlier in the game and maybe start. Instead, they started Looney on him. But we'll see tonight like that. You don't have to worry about Serge Ibaka, because he's going to stay outside and shoot threes. He can go inside and he can be a rebounder and he can get offensive rebounds. But when he's in the game, he's on the perimeter and take threes. So it's Valanciunas that can give you little problems inside. But Draymond, there's no one like him with that kind of size. He's he's a little bulldog out there.
People are saying that the league is going to move more toward getting more Draymonds. Because they understand their role, and people have heard, you can find a Draymond. Do you believe that, or are they speaking out of term? Why do people don't look at Draymond as someone that's very integral because of lack of scoring? Tell us, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, there are a lot of players the same size as Draymond around, but they're not Draymond. There are a lot of guys out there that are his size, but they don't have his motor, they don't have his will. They don't have his skill set. They don't have his mind. They don't see the game like Draymond really sees the game, and he's proactive. And so he goes against the size factor, if you will. And he just is in the right place at the right time. And so there are guys like that. If you can get more like that, they sure will. Because let's face it, you're looking for people. The center is no longer important anymore like it was years ago. You don't have to have a big man to go down to the low block. Now, I think at times that's going to be good for you, and I'm looking forward to see what happens when DeMarcus Cousins gets healthy and they can't double team him at the low block, because when they do, they're going to get burned by Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant. That's going to be very interesting. I think the Warriors will have a very unique team, the most unique team in the NBA at that time, and we'll see how that plays out this year. They're going to have, to me, a tremendous advantage in all categories. But as far as the league going and finding a Draymond Greens, sure, everybody's looking for someone like that, but they're few and far between.
Jim Barnett joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jim Barnett brought to you by Mid-Bay Ford. Visit them at 550 Auto Center Drive in Watsonville or online at midbayford.com. Jim, here on the text line here, that we've got someone from the 650, and they sent this in to us. It says, "I just want to say thank you to Mr. Jim Barnett for commentating the Warriors throughout the years. I've listened to him since I was 11, and he has taught me more about the game than most of my coaches have." I wanted to say that because it's a nice thing. Oftentimes we never hear the good things that people have to say, and I wanted to pass that along. But when you've been doing this a while now, how much teaching do you like? What do you like to? This is a unique team to get to see each and every night. What do you do to add to add a little something for the fans each and every night? I hope that resonates with you, that there's someone who's been listening to you since the age of 11, and man, they've learned a ton from you.
Well, it's more difficult with them being as good as they are, because the Warriors are so popular. We've got, it's just the whole game is different today, and the way we produce the game and the way we put it on television. I used to always have time between free throws to show a replay. Now we're always reading some promotion or something, or going to the sideline reporter. It's just so different. And we have, I get probably 10% of the replays that I used to get, and we don't have time to talk about them because there's just other business. It's all business, and it's so different. I was actually, people say, how'd you suffered all those years, the 13 straight years without the playoffs? Well, we had plenty of time to talk about basketball. And now the game kind of carries itself because this team is so good with so much talent that it's I feel like, I don't know, anybody could come in there and kind of just say, whoa, what a great shot by Stephen Curry. And you point out things, but sometimes you have to work to get the things in that you want to, and you really don't have time to do a lot. So it's different. The game has changed, and obviously with the three-point shooting. But I've always enjoyed it. The bottom line is it's a great gig. I've loved it every season. I've been doing it now 35 years. I've been very blessed, and to have this kind of team is just tremendous. And I think they're going to be together for a long time. And next year they go over to the Chase Center. They're leaving Oracle Arena, and they go to the Chase Center, and that's going to be a whole nother thing. And I don't think there are going to be any statues out of the Chase Arena in the near future. Maybe later down the line.
Maybe a Jim Barnett statue.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Coase, we've been burying the lead, Jim. The real question is, where do you want your statue? Not if you're going to have one, JB, but where does it go, Jimmy?
I think I have as good a chance to get a statue next year as anybody else. So, because I think that's a little premature. Maybe down the line there'll be a statue of Stephen Curry and I don't know, maybe Rick Barry. I don't know, but certainly right now you just celebrate what you have and you celebrate the joy that you do watching these guys play. And being around a team of this kind of caliber, and I think they've got a few more years to conquer that, by the way.
There you go. I like
it.
Without
a doubt, Jim.
James, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a good call tonight when the Warriors and the Raptors go at it this evening at Oracle.
I'm looking forward to this game. To me, this is the game of the year so far at home.
I like it. Jim. Should be fun. Thanks, Jim. That's Jim Barnett joining us here on 95.7.
He likes the matchup, just like.
And the key to the Barnett statue, by the way, is the mustache.
Oh,
you got to make sure that baby pops.
You got to have that dirt digger.
You got to spend extra bronze.
Yeah.
The bronzing of the tash for Jim has got to be just right.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking about statues because KD addressed this on a podcast with Chris Haynes, and he also compared the Warriors to dynasties. And in the Bay Area, I don't think there's an area of the country that has the number of dynasties that we have had. Going back to the 70s with the Athletics, the 49ers in the 80s, early 90s, the Giants recently, the Warriors going on now. It's been pretty darn good around here. Am I missing out on any?
Well, Boston, you look at the, and it depends on how far back you want to go, but the Celtics run is the greatest run in the history of the association as we go around the association.
Like 60s, 70s, so that's
They have 9 and 10 the years, or 10 and 11, I believe.
The Patriots, was 9 you're right.
In that ballpark.
Yes.
So any way you slice it, it's a good
You had
slice.
The Celtics, you had the Patriots. I'm not well-versed enough in
Patriots
hockey. I don't think the Boston Bruins ever had a run that was dynastic.
Not a dynastic in this era. Maybe if you go back to the 30s and 40s, they had some pretty good teams.
We don't need to go back to your childhood.
Line for the German guys, the Kraut. You want to go over the Kraut line?
Sure.
That's a little hockey for you.
Oh, and by the way, our caller Werner from actually called in.
Did he?
And qualified, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I think it was Mikhail von Werner from.
I can't
remember exactly, but.
We should give him two because we butchered his name. I mean,
we didn't butcher his name.
We didn't.
If you're using the royal we, somebody, Ron Burgundy over here, he'll read anything you put in that prompter.
Sweet.
Go find That's yourself, true. San Diego.
I know.
I think that, what were we talking about? Jim Barnett's mustache?
Boston.
Oh, yes, dynastic
this might
runs.
Be the most dynastic region of the country.
The Red Sox also had and continue to have.
You
I don't
call
know
this a dynasty?
I wouldn't necessarily say that the Red Sox was a dynasty, but if you start throwing the D word around, people will say that the Giants run is not a dynasty because it wasn't every single year. So you get into a little bit of a slippery slope. The A's, 3-3, certainly.
Probably the most difficult of all the dynasties.
At the time, though, in the 70s, I don't know if it was as difficult. Like, I think the Giants' achievement is more impressive, 3-5 years at this time, as opposed to the 3 straight at that time.
Interesting.
Is it not us being a little bit kind of hard on these guys? Because he said 50 years. He was talking about the future. And now all of a sudden, we're talking about statues now. So with all due respect, I think that we are kind of being a little hard on KD. I mean, if you listen to the interview, he talked about 50 years from now or 30 years from now, whatever stadium they're going to be in, there will probably be statues if we win this thing. So I think he was talking hypothetical. I think that for us to get into this and talk a little premature, it is kind of loud.
Well, I think to be truly hard on him would be to hone in on that comment you say, because Kevin Durant is intimating that Chase Center won't last, that in 50 years they're going to be playing somewhere else. So
no,
that's a shots fired at a building that hasn't even opened yet.
That's not true.
Thank
that's
you.
Not true. That he just means there could be a new name on the building.
In 50 years at Chase Center or wherever they're playing.
At Pac Bell? You mean over
could
at
be back
Pac-Bell
to the Cow
Park?
Palace.
You guys are
full
here.
Circle.
Oh my God.
That would be pretty cool if they did.
Sure would.
All right, we got into this because it was KD who addressed the dynasty stuff. Can we hear from KD on the Chris Haynes podcast posted up? Here's what KD had to say about dynasties.
What did he have to say?
Well, there's three-peat, but I'm like, damn, we can do some. Like, Joe Montana, Steph can be like Joe Montana, and what's the receiver that caught the pass? Dwight.
Dwight Clark.
Yeah, like, somebody could be the Jerry Rice of this group. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think about just because I know how deep the sports culture here is in the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? I see Ronnie Lott. He's like, people just start slobbering out their mouth when they see Ronnie Lott walking through. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just the stuff that he did in this city, in this town, for sports. And I'm like, yo, we got an opportunity to do something like that. Forget everything else.
That's what's up.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be legends here forever. Yeah. No matter how many points you score, how many MVPs or finals MVPs, that bull that they want to throw out. Mm-hmm. We are champs in the Bay Area forever. We're going to get statues and our jerseys retired. That's the coolest thing ever.
Bless his heart. I mean, when you listen to that, when you really step back and he goes, man, if we win three, said, forget everything else. It's about winning a championship.
Yeah.
It's about what
it's a little disingenuous.
I mean, but
you talk about all those MVPs and all that BS. Then I'll tell you what. Next time you get an MVP award, just politely refuse it.
What is wrong with you,
Daniel? Excuse me, Commissioner Silver.
Daniel.
I don't want this BS. You heard him.
Wasn't his MVP speech considered one of the great MVP speeches of all time? When he honored his mom?
Rings a little empty now.
There was tears. Remember?
Right.
When he won it, it was considered the greatest MVP speech because he honored his mom in a way he did.
And now he's basically saying the MVP award and all that other stuff is just bull.
If you listen to what the guy said, I think you, Daniel.
I just did.
Daniel, you're being a little hard on him. Can you play it again? And really, start from the beginning. Just listen what he's saying. I mean.
I don't even want to look at it as three people. I'm like, damn, we can do some. Like, Joe Montana. Steph can be like Joe Montana and. What's the receiver that caught the pass? Dwight.
Dwight Clark.
Yeah, like somebody could be the Jerry Rice of this group. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think about just because I know how deep the sports culture here is in the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? I see Ronnie Lott. He's like, people just start slobbering out their mouth when they see Ronnie Lott walking through. You know what I'm saying? Just the stuff that he did in this city, in this town for sports. And I'm like, yo, we got an opportunity to do something like that. Forget everything else.
That's what's up.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be legends here forever. Yeah. No matter how many points you score, how many MVPs or finals MVPs, that bull that they want to throw out.
Wow.
We are champs in the Bay Area forever. We're going to get statues and our jerseys retired. That's the coolest thing ever.
Jerseys retired. Guaranteed jerseys retired. You know what? I think Steph is the most iconic player that is wearing the jersey now. They'll go into the building with that. He's in a very select group with Rick Barry, and I think Chris Mullin is in that group as well. Maybe a little more so than Mitch, because Mitch eventually got traded. I don't think Kevin Durant is on the same level as the three guys I just mentioned. I don't think Klay Thompson is, and I don't think Draymond Green is. I think you're going to get one guy with a statue, one guy with a jersey retirement, and I think the other guys are going to be remembered as also great guys of that era.
I think Klay Thompson, if he does finish his career as a Warrior, he will go down alongside players like Al Addles.
Okay.
Maybe Nate Thurman is not a great example because I know he was with Cleveland before he was dealt to Golden State, but he goes down as one of the most popular Warriors of all time. So I think Klay Thompson does get his number retired. If he finishes his career as a Warrior, he goes down as one of the most beloved Warriors in history, kind of along the same lines as Chris Mullin,
mm-hmm.
a guy, and I know Chris didn't finish his career with the Warriors.
No, but he's a Warrior.
He is. I think, you know, and Monte Ellis is a Warriors. He's always going to be a Warriors. And then he got traded, that famous cut from 2008, I believe. But I digest, Jim. I believe Klay Thompson does get his number retired. The interesting one for me is Draymond Green. Because he's been somewhat of a prickly pear, for lack of a better way to describe it in this very moment, that, to me, is the interesting test. Steph Curry, statue, name a street after him, Steph Curry
Plaza, the whole thing. He gets everything on your list. He'll get a bobblehead. He'll get his name up somewhere.
You change the name of the city to Steph Curry Francisco, for crying out loud.
Steph Francisco.
There you go. I think he gets the ultimate honor, whatever it could possibly be. Kevin Durant is an interesting one, too. If he leaves after this year, I just don't think he gets to the same level of accolades as the others mentioned.
All right, just wondering, if you take the Warriors from this core group and you match them up against the Giants of this core group, which gets more?
What sport are we playing? In a football game?
Baseball Giants. Baseball Giants.
The Warriors against the Giants in the game of flag football.
Baseball Giants, no. Of the Posey, Bumgarner, that group of guys,
mm-hmm.
with the Steph, KD, Draymond, who's more deserving of those accolades, of statues and jersey retirements?
I think it's the Warriors.
Really?
Yeah, because...
See, I think the Giants.
It's interesting.
This town moved incredibly for the Giants. I didn't mean it.
No, you did mean it, and it's hurtful, but I'm able to work through it. I think because of things such as the Hamptons 5 moniker and the idea of Kevin Durant coming and joining this and the idea of them being a, quote, super team and maybe the best team in the history of the association, those are things that I think ultimately raise them to levels that we haven't seen. And one final thing I'll throw in there, Jim, as you pack up an hour early, they have a certain impact beyond the field that the Giants don't. Buster Posey, he off the field, what's the most significant press conference or action he's ever done?
He and his wife both cried about they do some great charity.
They do amazing charity work. But he's not, you know, it's not Draymond Green and his boisterous nature. It's not Steph Curry and his celebrity chef wife. It's not Kevin Durant and his famous July 4th Hamptons visit. I think this Warrior team has more off-the-field gravitas, as I borrow from Lo Neal, than that Giants team did.
Some people are calling for Steph-land. Just change San Francisco to Steph-land.
It's good. I like your Steph Francisco.
I think Steph Francisco, well, it's a team game. You know, you started it. You gave the shell of the idea.
It all came from inspiration from Lo Neal, who has inspired me to stretch out my creative vocabulary in ways that I've never imagined.
Lo Diggity?
Well, everything's a team game. Most sports are a team game. You look at the Warriors, the Giants, the Niners. All of them are team games. And tonight, we're getting to see a team play together for the first time. You know, when they're getting ready to play a team that everyone feels is number one. You look at the NBA power rankings and the association. They have Toronto Raptors as the number one power ranked team in the NBA. Last night, Kawhi Leonard didn't play against the Clippers. So they're coming in here and guns a-blazing to try to see if they can beat a Warrior team that is fully loaded. Of course, Cousins are not going to play, but you have Draymond, you have Steph. Those two guys were not able to play in the first game. I think the interesting thing about this matchup tonight, moving forward, is I thought last game you saw, and I know that we had guys on the show early this morning, and they talked about they were disappointed in the Raptors because Steph and Dre didn't play, and they thought that game should have been more dominant, one-sided. I think there was times that if you looked at that game and we were watching it, Toronto went up as many as 10. And the Warriors cut back into it. I think 18. They were up pretty hot, heavy, and the Warriors cut back into it. I think tonight is going to be a shift because now the Warriors are full mass. They have their guys. I think the pressure shifts tonight. It's a statement game, and it's going to be interesting to see what the Warriors, how they let this statement be heard through the association, because right now, Toronto, everyone feels is number one team.
And in this stretch where we talked about this yesterday, where the Warriors could be lined up between now and the end of the calendar year, this could be a run for them. It could be a 14-game run for them, right? They're in the midst of a win streak.
Right.
This is the most difficult game of the run.
It really is.
Wouldn't you say? Everything else is basically in the Western time zone. The one time they have to go to Salt Lake City to play the Jazz, who I think will also be loaded for bear. But this is the one game.
Here's a game that I totally know what you're saying, Coles, and I totally agree with you. You look at the other games, yeah, they might lose a game. But none of those opponents says that they're not better than. This is a team that you wonder, is the Warrior better than this team? And Dibbs talked about it earlier today. He said the one thing that scares him about Toronto is their bench, is their depth, their backup players. Their bench has got some depth, and they can make things happen. And how are the Warriors, who's going to be that guy in that second role situation that's going to, you know, survive the storm? And that's where Toronto is going to try to make hay.
All right, making hay. Dibs, they're making hay. By the way, from the 408, excellent job on your texting. They're called Steffrances that we're making.
Yeah.
We call it Steph Francisco.
I like it.
Steffrances.
And I think at the end of the day, as we turn our attention for just a moment away from Pascal Siakam and the Toronto Raptors, I think when all said and done, whether or not KD gets a statue, Steph is going to get more in the accolades front than every other player who's associated with this, including Kevin Durant, Steve Kerr and Bob Myers, who also will be enshrined in some way.
Joel Aikman and Peter Guber better get something special, too.
Yeah,
they're the ones who put it all together.
They get the building, is what they get.
Is that what they get?
Yeah.
And the entire complex?
Yeah, and they get their own suite, so when Beyonce comes in for a 3-night run, you know, Joe probably gets to be front row and center.
I would guess so.
Along with Peter.
That's a big part of it. But those guys did something that nobody thought could happen. Nobody thought could happen.
No, I definitively said it would not happen. When he came in with the hubris and
he got
bravado, I was at the front of the line, Jim, yep. And I went up to Joe Lacob and apologized to him at the first parade. I said, you know what?
Did you really?
Yeah, I said I was wrong.
You're a mensch.
You were right.
You're what people call a mensch.
Well, I'm that's not what
not
I was.
Not a mush, but a mensch.
Yeah, I owed it to him, I felt.
All right, that's great. You know what? Because I've often said Joe Lacob deserves a victory lap because everyone mocked him. They laughed at him. They booed him off his own court.
Yes.
And then he continued to go on. And you know what? That one banner that was lonely, that everyone mocked him, that banner's lonely out there. Well, he's got company for that banner.
He sure does.
That guy came in brash, and he stood up to it.
This is crazy.
What a night.
It was a great night. It's a great time here. Hey, it's a great time to be a Bay Area sports fan. All right, good stuff here. We got more coming up. We've got Chris Haynes is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. So let's step aside when we continue. A little more on the Warriors and the Raptors tonight. We got some Giants stuff to talk about. You like bullpenning. We're going to get into some bullpenning between now and then. You love bullpenning. I know it's a big piece to you. Plus, Sam Amick, one of the great NBA writers around, he's going to join us getting ready for tonight's game. All leading up right here on Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, listen, it's Roy and Martinez and Dibs. I love you.
Hall of Famer Jerry Rice and Joe Lo and Dibs want to wish you a very Jerry Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Starting Monday and all week next week, tune in at 8 a.m. for your chance to win autographed Jerry Rice memorabilia. That's 8 a.m. all next week. Your station for holiday gift giving, 95.7. The Game.